Ramsey TV.
Joel Osteen. Yeah, that's all I need to say. And I get agitated just saying it to myself. Saying it quietly to myself, saying it out loud. It's even worse. I have a problem with this guy. Because he gives people this idea that life is supposed to be a jolly holiday, like Mary Poppins, you remember that? It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No, only in the movies. You feel good, you watch Mary Poppins for 2.5 hours, you feel great, then the movie ends, you feel like crap all over again. Joel Osteen, feel good guy, build your own life, your best life now. And if you don't have that life, too bad for you, then God doesn't love you, or you don't have enough faith. And your whole spiritual well-being depends on you having a good day. It's all about having a good time. And I knew that if I wouldn't have to look long to find a quote from Joel Osteen. And here's the quote that I just found on the internet. And it's sick, and I had to talk about it. And I thought, what better place to think about it than the cemetery? Because this stuff is death. Yeah, so guess what Joel said? You ready for this? Joel said, no matter what happens, decide to be happy. Yeah, well, look at this. No matter what happens, decide to be happy. Just decide to. Now, you see the U.S. flag over here? It's at half-mast because there was just a mass murder in California, another mass murder. And I suppose that the people whose loved ones died, they really need to get that Joel Osteen quote, because then they can just be happy. They can decide to be happy. Yeah. Your daughter was just shot through the head. Don't be sad, just decide to be happy, no matter what happens. You hear, no matter what happens, decide to be happy. Yes, you just found out you have cancer. Oh, are you sad? Why? Just decide to be happy. That falls under the category of no matter what happens, because that just happened. Decide to be happy. Your hair's falling out? Decide to be happy. You just lost all your money? Decide to be happy. Your dog got run over by a truck? Just decide to be happy. Happiness is not measured by events in our life. In fact, I say you give up on it completely. I don't find that happiness is a real scriptural concept. Isn't this Joel Osteen guy? Isn't he the guy that wrote the book Every Day's a Friday?
Just be happy. Oh, just be happy.
Can you imagine Joel Osteen approaching Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane? Jesus Christ in his agony. And Joel, with his 67 teeth, and his wife has 64 teeth, so between them, they have 131 teeth. So Joel walks up to Jesus and said, why are you so upset, boy? Every day is a Friday. Every day is a Friday. It's a Friday. And Jesus says, yeah, it's Good Friday. Get the hell out of here. And he would have to call on like 18 angels to minister to him, to have to take that kind of insult, that that life isn't real somehow, that we're all supposed to just live in this, to trick ourselves constantly, and everything's fine. Every day is a Friday, even though it's Monday. It's Monday, it's a Friday, it's Monday morning. No, every day is a Friday, according to Joel Osteen. Yeah. So there's Jesus suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Joel says, no matter what happens, be happy. But no, Jesus was not happy. In fact, scripture says he was depressed. I'll run that scripture past you here. Jesus Christ himself was depressed. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. When I saw that verse about Jesus being depressed, like, I didn't know that was in the Bible. That was fantastic. That was great news for me. Woo! I don't know why all you people just can't be happy. Were you happy right before you died? Does death make you happy? Why not? No matter what happens. Did you hear me, Caldwell? I said no matter what happens, you'd be happy. Did you hear that, Dunmore? What's the matter with you, Schroepfer. Would you like to hear some sense? Because I make sense for a living. Here it is. It's from Romans chapter 8. This is what it says. What shall be separating us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Affliction, distress, nakedness, persecution, famine, danger, sword? No, according as it is written. And this is scripture here. According as it is written. On thy account we are being put to the death the whole day. How about that, Joel? We're being put to death the whole day. How about that, Joel? On the account of Christ, we're being put to death all day. Don't worry, this is going to have a happy ending. Watch this. We are reckoned as sheep for slaughter. It's not here yet. The happy ending's not here yet. We got to get through the sheep part, okay? On thy account, we are being put to death the whole day. We are reckoned as sheep for slaughter. And the question, remember, was what shall be separating us from the love of God? And if you think that unhappiness or depression or agony, as in the agony of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, if you think that something's wrong with you, why you're not happy, that you're supposed to be happy, that every day's supposed to be a Friday, that no matter what happens, just be happy, then you're going to think something's wrong with you. But I'm telling you, if it's good enough for Jesus Christ, it's good enough for us. You think that guy lived a happy life? That guy. Do you think Jesus Christ lived a happy life? Forget about it. It was one of looking forward to the cross. He looked forward every day of his life to being crucified. And yet he had this deep down joy of doing his Father's will. And we're going to get to that at the end of this verse here. So affliction, distress, persecution, I'm going to add this, or depression, or Monday morning cannot separate us from the love of God. In all these things, not out of them, in all these things. See, Joel wants to get you out of them. The people who go to Joel's church, they pay him lots of money to get them out of these things. Affliction, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. Paul says, no, in these things, we're more than conquering through him who loves us. That's right. These evils that we go through are necessary. Even the depression you feel, it's necessary. And these things are working for us somehow. I mean, everything has a purpose. But if you think that somehow God's purpose is not being enacted unless you're happy, then that alone makes you unhappy. This every day is a Friday crap in this. No matter what happens, decide to be happy. Yeah, like I can really do that. You know, people who don't understand depression, they always tell you just be happy, just decide to be happy. I know who they're listening to now. Ha ha. Yes, sir. They're listening to Joel Osteen. No, but we're conquering through Jesus Christ. And that comes with a bedrock assurance, even while you're depressed. See, this works while you're depressed. This works while you're in famine. In all these things, we're conquering, not out of them. Not out of them. Joel Osteen is a moron. He's a feel-good, Candyland preacher. He's not in tune with the real God or the real Christ. This guy would put his hand on Jesus' shoulder in the Garden of Gethsemane and say, boy, every day's a Friday. And it's Good Friday, you complete moron. Get your act together, boy. You got no reason to be depressed. You ain't got enough faith. I would check your faithometer. See if it's maybe needs a battery recharging. You running low on spirit, boy. Get yourself some faith. Every day's a Friday.